Track 7, more news. It's time to fly through Newton Abbot. It's time to explore Newton Abbot like never before, in virtual reality. Teignbridge District Council are holding a free event this weekend where you can experience the future of the town in VR. Participants can explore the upcoming revitalization of the Market Hall and Market Square in three dimensions and see the town from a new perspective. The town becomes your playground as you explore the streets through the interactive games. It is also an opportunity to have your say on what you love about the town centre and where you would like to see changes. This event is taking place on the ground floor of Sherborne House on Friday, December the 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturday, December the 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
A Kingstainton man has been fined more than £3,000 after dumping waste at a mobile home park. Licensed waste operator Timothy Burcham dumped waste at Paignton Mobile Home Park in revenge for not being paid for a job there. Last week, he was ordered to pay a fine and costs totalling over £3,000. 70-year-old Burcham of Kingstainton, who was the sole owner of Medway Waste Solutions, appeared before Newton Abbot magistrates, where he admitted a charge of depositing controlled waste at a site which had no environmental permit. In a case brought by the Environment Agency, the court heard that in July 2023, Burcham removed waste from a caravan at Falcon Park Residential Home Park in Paignton. He invoiced the site owners, Falcon Park Limited, nearly £6,000, but the company went into liquidation before paying. Burcham contacted the new site owners, LT Management Services Limited, who indicated they would try to help secure payment from the liquidators. They also contracted Burcham's company with another job on site, paying around £14,900. Nevertheless, in November, Burcham sent an email to LT Management Services Limited's Director of Operations, stating that if the outstanding debt was not paid, he would return and deposit waste on site as set out in his terms of service. A few days later, after sending harassing texts to a number of people working at the site demanding payment, he carried out his threat. Waste was dumped on three separate occasions in car parks on the site. It was not the same waste that had been removed from the site originally, but from other places, including a house clearance, building waste, roof tiles confirmed by laboratory testing as containing asbestos, food waste, garden furniture, black sacks, etc., and waste from Burcham's own premises. The police were called after a resident confronted Burcham and videoed his actions. When interviewed by the Environment Agency, Burcham admitted depositing the waste on the site after his invoice was not paid and that it was not the waste he had originally removed. Burcham further accepted that the waste he had deposited from the house clearance included sensitive personal information, including a birth certificate and banking details. However, he refused to accept that he had deposited bags of tiles containing asbestos, though there were photographs showing the bags among the waste he admitted to having dumped. In all, it cost the site owners nearly £2,800 to have all of the waste removed. Magistrates fined Burcham £243 and ordered him to pay costs of £2,593.49 and a £97 victim's surcharge.
Twins open up following loss of footballer father. Twins from Newton Abbot have opened up about the devastating loss of their stepdad, local football legend Paul Holmes. This week is Grief Awareness Week, and 22-year-old twins Ben and Jake Parsons from Newton Abbot have talked about the most challenging time and the incredible support they received from Rowcroft Hospice. Paul, best known for his time with Torquay United, passed away earlier this year at the hospice following a diagnosis of bowel cancer, leaving behind a family determined to honour his memory. "Losing Dad is the worst thing that's ever happened to us," said Ben. "I often wonder how we're going to get through without him, but I've realised that I've just got to get on with life and try and carry on as normally as possible." "There's no price you can put on the care we received," said Jake. "Rowcroft didn't just care for Dad, they cared for us as a family." As the brothers navigate their first milestones without their father, they reflect on their grief and the importance of talking about feelings of loss. "The first milestones without Dad will always be hardest," said Jake. "This Christmas will be no exception. We'll all be getting together as a family, as usual. It's going to be tough with Dad missing, but we'll be sure to keep his memory alive. For us, the key has been talking about it, being open and honest about how we feel," said Ben. "We're lucky that we're close as a family and have lots of friends who are there for us too. Men often struggle to confront their grief, but I've realised that half the battle is talking about it. It's so important to speak up, and we've been lucky to have each other to lean on. That's helped keep us going." In the 6 months since Paul's passing, Ben, Jake and the rest of the family have channeled their grief into action through a range of fundraising initiatives, raising an impressive £13,000 for Rowcroft. To honour their dad and support the hospice, the twins are taking part in The Big Tackle, a flagship fundraising 8-mile walk around Torquay, with participants walking in memory of their loved ones. Taking part in The Big Tackle will be a way of celebrating Dad's life while ensuring other families receive the care we did, added Jake.
Community transport shows appreciation to Paul. A Dawlish community transport driver has been recognised for his dedication at a recent buffet and Skittles event for staff and volunteers. Dawlish Community Transport presented Paul Cooper with a certificate of appreciation for his 12 years of continued service in recognition of his support and dedication as an employee. As well as driving, Paul checks the vehicles every week, keeps the fleet vehicles clean and maintained, takes charge of the shop mobility service, does gardening, repairs and much more. Paul has worked alongside the team over the years and seen many changes and remained a stalwart supporter throughout, a Dawlish Community Transport spokesperson said. "He's one in a million. He turns his hands to most things. There is no one like Paul, and this award represents just a small token of our appreciation. He is our rock."